Time now for Green Visions on KUMD. Green Visions, a feature here on the program to encourage green living and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Today on Green Visions, we hear from Jeff Forrester, executive director of the nonprofit organization Minnesota Lakes and Rivers. He's traveling the state in advance of the third annual Aquatic Invaders Summit happening in 2 weeks in the Twin Cities. Aquatic invaders in the summertime. We remind people to make sure that their boats are cleaned off and that kind of thing. And we don't think about it at other times. If, for example, you don't have a boat or you don't go fishing, why do you need to be concerned about stopping the spread?
Well, the estimate for the Great Lakes in aquatic invasive species damage is $500 million a year. So it's going to impact your property values if you live near a lake. And if the property values on the lake go down, then that means the revenue has to come from other parts of the taxing district. In over 200 taxing districts in the state of Minnesota, Lakeshore makes up more than 50% of the tax base. So if our lakes go south and the property becomes less valuable, if there's less utility, well, then the taxes in town are going to go up. Water, you know, water intake, transportation, all those kinds of things are impacted. So really the costs are borne by everyone. I mean, the thing with aquatic invasive species is it's a statewide problem, but the impacts are local, lake by lake by lake. And that's not even counting, like, you know, tourism is a $12.5 billion a year industry in Minnesota. And so if people aren't coming to the lake because it's full of starry stonewort, then they're not buying gas, they're not buying bait, they're not eating in the restaurant. You know, they're going to a different lake that doesn't have it.
Here in Duluth, we've got kind of an interesting situation because we can get invasives occasionally from all kinds of exotic locations. What are some steps that we need to take maybe here in this community to guard against invasives?
Well, Phyllis Green, who with the National Park Service, has been working on ballast water protocols, and she's going to give a presentation at the Aquatic Invaders Summit on February 28th, March 1st, down at the Earl Brown Heritage Center in Minneapolis. But there have been some rules put in place for these big lakers, and the Great Lakes haven't had a new invasive species introduced since 2006. And that's good news because there's, like you say, there's worse things out there than what we've got. And all the stuff that we've got in the state came from the Great Lakes. But under the current administration, those rules are either slated to go away or I think they're no longer being enforced, which means now we're going to start getting new things.
Some of the things that are coming up at the summit later this month: a breakout session called Carpageddon.
Yes.
You got to tell me a little bit more about that.
So there's viruses that are specific to carp. And it may be possible, they're investigating, the Minnesota Aquatic Invasive Species Research Center at the University of Minnesota is investigating, can they use these viruses to get rid of carp in Minnesota? And carp are probably the most destructive of the invasive species. They root around in the bottom and tear up plants. They're filter feeders, so they impact the food web. They increase turbidity in the water. They're a big problem. And we introduced them here intentionally in Minnesota, so back in the 1800s, because we thought they would be a good food source. So now they're everywhere. And if we could find a way to get rid of them, that would be good.
Don Shelby is going to be the keynote speaker. Can you give us a little bit of a sneak peek preview into what Don's going to be talking about?
Well, he's going to be talking about climate change. You know, when we look at lakes, there's really five things right now that need attention. Aquatic invasive species, for sure. But the lakes are getting warmer. And the hydrology is changing in Minnesota. We're getting more rain and sudden cloudburst events. So we're getting longer periods of drought followed by flooding. We're having increased runoff, non-point specific pollution, you know, nitrogen and phosphorus that's coming from septic systems and wells and agriculture and are not wells, but, you know, lawns and agriculture and everything. And then there's some evidence, and there'll be a session on this, that fishing pressure is causing genetic changes in fish so that the fish may be getting smaller and less abundant. And all of these things are interrelated. So AIS, for instance, zebra mussels filter the water, which makes it clearer, which changes where the plants move, and then they increase nitrogen. You get different plant communities coming up in different places. You get flushes of algae, which is good for the zebra mussels, so it creates a feedback loop. So it's hard to talk about aquatic invasive species really in isolation. And so Don's going to kind of give the changing weather pattern piece of this picture. And, you know, warmer water has less dissolved oxygen. It causes actual chemical changes in the water. Fish changes fish spawning habitats. Some fish like to spawn under the ice. Well, the ice is not there at the times they used to spawn. So there's kind of a lot happening with the lakes, and he's going to go into a little bit of that. And then there'll be a panel there, professor from University of Minnesota, and a couple of people from University of British Columbia that have been looking at warming water temperatures and the impacts on freshwater systems.
If people are not able to make it down to the cities for the presentation, is some of this information going to be available online someplace where people could go afterwards and access it?
Yes. For the first time, we are live streaming the conference. So every session will be filmed, and two out of the three sessions, the plenaries, will be live streamed. Two out of the three sessions will be live streamed, and you'll be able to watch on your computer at home. People are providing video content. There'll be interviews between sessions that will only be available to people who are live streaming it. After the live stream, all of the content will be available on a library. So if you go to our website, MinnesotaLakesAndRivers.org, you can see a link to sign up for the summit, and you can sign up for the live streaming service. But then the takeaway, you know, I hear a couple of things. We can't be successful. We can't stop it. We're just going to have to learn to live with it. That's not true. Actually, the best example is right here in the state of Minnesota. The St. Croix Wild and Scenic River became concerned about zebra mussels in 1993, right when they were first being discovered in the state. They put in place a program to prevent the spread into the St. Croix River, and it's still zebra mussel free. That's 250 miles long. The other thing I hear is, oh, well, you know, animals will move it around, you know, ducks and geese, and there's no evidence of that. If that was how these things were moving around, we would be looking at a spread rate of, you know, a lake or two or five a century rather than 10 or 15 a summer. It's people. We're the ones that are moving it around. And if you look at the maps of where it's spreading, it's moving on the highway.
103.3 KUMD. We'd like to thank Jeff Forrester for joining us in the KUMD studios. The Aquatic Invaders Summit happens February 28th through March 1st, 2018 at the Earl Brown Heritage Center in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Registration information, streaming details, links can be found at mnlakesandrivers.org, and we'll share that link at KUMD. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.